This is Winning at Life. You're listening to the Daily Wrap of market news and anything else that affects your money. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker, coming up on the show today. Let's just get right into it. Gregory, I figured out how Illinois' pension problems are so heinous.
You have an algorithm?
Well, yeah, it's called addition and subtraction. But, hey, don't let us stop you, though. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. In fact, there's two types of people. There are people who had a financial situation and they were waiting for this show to come on, or next time they got in front of the show, they were going to call in. And then there's people who had a financial situation, and then we stumbled upon you, and you're like, oh, well, maybe I can ask these guys. I know, Periscope's having some issues, y'all. It's Periscope only because our Facebook live feed is working out great. So if you're used to watching the show on Periscope at Gregory Ricks, I don't know what it's doing. It's not our bandwidth over here because the Facebook live's cranking it out just fine. I think it's the Russians. I think Putin. Yes, everyone's glitching.
I have not had any meetings with them, so I'm not behind this.
I did, but I forgot about it. And so when I told you I didn't earlier, I was lying. But the Facebook live stream is working just well. So go to Facebook Live, look for the Winning at Life page, and boom, problem solved. In fact, that's one of the reasons we do too, in case one goes down. Illinois, in trouble because they have 63,000 employees on the state dole there. Well, it's not really a dole. It's you're being compensated for your job. But 63,000 public employees with salaries that are higher than $100,000.
Part of the wealthy?
These are state workers. And Gregory, this isn't the wealthy. We're talking about janitors. We're talking about librarians. Fleet and facilities management. A lot of this is done straight up. You make six figures. A gigantic chunk of this, though, is done through overtime pay. So there's like a librarian out there who works about 80 hours a week. So she gets her normal salary, but then she gets another. She doesn't double her salary. She gets time and a half for overtime there. So she basically makes 2.5 times what her on-print salary is. So when you add that up, not looking at their base salary, looking at everything they make, 63,000 made six figures out of Illinois last year. Here's a little bit of the breakdown here. Because, look, this is what we're headed for here in New Orleans, too. We're just a little bit behind these guys. So let's watch this and learn from their mistakes. 20,295 school teachers and school administrators. I mean, that counts superintendents and whatnot. Make six figures. There's 10,676 rank and file workers and managers in Chicago that make six figures. Now, look, the mayor makes 216,000. But there's the commissioner of aviation makes 400,000. There's a deputy police chief that makes more than the governor of Illinois there. His actual salary is 94,000, but he made 146,000 in overtime. Not 146 total, 146,000 in addition to his 94,000 salary. And there's a ton of these, though. So I think we figured out where that's going. And this is based on a report. This is some painstaking work from Adam Angievsky, founder and CEO of OpenTheBooks.com, and this was originally published in Forbes. But you know what? I bet you if we did a similar report like this in Louisiana, we might be just absolutely shocked at how many people on the public dime make six figures.
Some good paying jobs, huh?
That's it. They're not fixing the problem. They're not fixing the pension problem until they fix this. All right, to the phones we go. 504-260-0995. Donna, in Chicago, we were just talking about Illinois. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. I have a couple of issues. I'm 68. I work full-time. I have been out on work comp with a broken bone in my foot since December. And they posted my job. So even if work comp, you know, I get released to go back to work, I don't have a job to go back to.
What's your job? That's bad news, seeing your job posted and you're out sick.
All right. And they already filled my job, so I don't have a job, basically. And I'm 68. Who's going to hire me at 68? So I have to now go to Medicare Social Security. And I was wondering if there's anything special I need to know. I also may bring a suit against the work comp issue because the broken foot in one in the left leg has caused knee problems in the right leg.
You break your foot at work?
Yes. And they haven't fixed the problem that caused the broken foot.
So you get sick. Is your job like the NFL or something? You go out, you break your leg. Well, your contract's guaranteed. We'll put you on the injured list. But
no,
once you come off of it, we're cutting you, and we've already got another player in your place. That's what it sounds like. There's like no protection there.
Yeah, I don't know how they – well, I work in a hospital. I take x-rays, actually, and they said that due to, you know, they're needing, you know, people to fill, you know, do the work, they were short. And then on top of that, somebody else went out with an injured shoulder, and somebody else is out sick, and somebody else is going out with maternity leave. So, and there's only like 12 of us between two facilities, so they do need the help.
Well, sounds like they need you if you could go back.
No, I think they were truthfully trying to get rid of me. I'm 68. You know, it's getting to the point where they're saying, oh, she's too old to do this.
Workforce is changing. There's going to be more people working to your age and beyond.
There already are.
Yeah.
Well, look, you're in a good field to be in, too, because, you know, you're not really necessarily a manual laborer, but there is no decline in the healthcare sector. I mean, there's stocks.
Yeah, but you know what happened? The there was a shortage of x-ray people, so they overtrained. So now all these young ones are sitting around in their 20s with no job, and they can be hired for $25 an hour, and I'm making over $35 an hour.
Yeah,
well,
but they text a lot.
Me or them, huh?
They text a lot, though.
Yeah, they sure do.
What does your financial situation look like if you're told, Donna, you got to retire right now?
I'm screwed because I'll get maybe $2,500 a month from Social Security. I have a mortgage.
And so you have turned on Social Security?
I haven't started it yet. No, I wasn't.
But
going
it's going
to
be.
I was going to wait to 70 where I get another $500 a month.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I get that. So is that something you're thinking of turning on now because of the job situation?
I have to.
Because the workers' comp is not paying you enough.
They're paying me what I would have made at work. But as soon as the doctor says, okay, you're healed, you can go back to work, then I won't have a paycheck at all.
So I when do you think that service. Might be? When might
it could
that be?
It could be in a month or probably a month. See, the problem is, at my age, the bone isn't healing very fast. It's been 7 months. So, and if I have $70,000 in retirement money, that's stretching it. I'm screwed.
Well, have you looked into what the laws are protecting you from being injured on the job?
Not yet.
That's what I would look at next. You may have a job to go back to. You're just assuming just because they filled it that they may have to take you back to work.
Oh.
And that's something I would look into. Not
okay.
you obviously, because you're a listener to the show and watch us on Periscope, but not an attorney, but if If it was me, I'd be checking into what the rules are.
You didn't ask like a brother-in-law over like a Memorial Day barbecue. Like, hey, you think I got a lawsuit here? Should we be filing?
Well, I don't know that you get to the lawsuit. This is more about the job. Lawsuit, she might be 75 before she would get anything from that if she did.
Yeah.
This is more about the job to age 70 to max out Social Security. So just find out what the rules are. You may still have a job, even though they had to hire somebody to fill it.
Okay.
They may have an obligation to you, and that's where I would find out about the rules there before you turn on Social Security. As far as turning on Social Security, you can turn it on any point that you want going forward. But being you're still getting the comp, workers' comp, I would make sure of what the rules are before I did anything.
Thanks for thinking of us, Donna.
Thanks, Donna. Good luck.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that long ago we talked about how the 65 and older crowd is going to be the fastest growing segment of the workforce as far as the proportions go. But boy,
this generation of 65 to 60 to 70 year olds, much healthier than those before. Life expectancy is longer. We're more about fitness, eating right. Yeah, people still smoke, but
not many.
That's reducing greatly, and it's just getting harder for them, too, which is a good thing. Smoking's bad for you.
Well, how old is Tom Benson now? Isn't he 90, and he just closed the deal to buy Dixie beer? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, he's not looking like, oh, I'm short on time. I don't want to buy any more companies. Don't want to race horses, you know. He's pushing forward.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know if this is going to work out, and I don't know if I'm going to be here in 10 years. Just keep plugging away.
But you know, and that I'm glad you brought that up. That is a good example, because you hear these people. Well, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. I may not be around.
My dad's one of those people.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I should do that. You know, gosh, I may not be here in 10 years. You need to look at it like you're going to be here in 20 years. You know, when you're done, you're done. But don't look at it as you're done. He said, like, well, why would I want to buy a basketball team? I'm not going to be around long enough to build a championship team. You know, I'm
85.
85, yeah. You know, I don't know if I should do another big deal with a quarterback. You know, I may not be around a few more years. And no, they just keep going forward, buying Dixie beer. And you know what? That's a long-term project, not a quick fix either.
All right, if you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as an inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'll read the question. If you have a revocable living trust that is set up to give distributions to your children over a 15-year period, should your IRAs and life insurance be included in the trust? The answer is yes. The life insurance can be included in that trust because it's a tax-free benefit. Your IRA can, but you were going to make the trust the beneficiary of the IRA, which is a fully taxable event. And we have a IRA inheritance trust to make sure those distributions go to the children without creating a lump sum taxable event.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
With Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
On the upside to a downward spiral. Welcome back. Winning at Life. Yeah, we count the stacks of money. We do this addition of subtraction. The numbers have to add up. The math tells the truth. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. I wonder what your thoughts would be. What if for only half a day, just half a day, you could be the richest person on the planet?
What's my
just for half a day.
What's my other option? No. Because I would take it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Somebody would say, well, I'd like to just be the richest person, or I'd like to be it a whole day. I'd like to be it a month, year, two, have it a while, like, you know, our Microsoft guy, Bill Gates, Buffett, one of the best investors in history. They've had it for long. The guy from Mexico that has that telecom, he had him a good run, too. So you think Jeff Bezos is sad? He's only the richest person for half a day. Yeah, they missed earnings.
Amazon.
He got up on top of the podium, missed earnings, and they said, you're out. You can't show up, be the richest guy, and miss earnings. What about all that happening in the same day?
So he became the richest man, and he was richest man for about, what, 12 hours? Not even that. It's like
half
6
a day.
Hours.
Yeah. During the market day, actually, first half of the market day, earnings, and they're like, boom, you're out.
Poor guy.
You know, it's just, you know, a billion here, billion there, and you're off the podium.
Starts to add up. Lose a couple billion here and a couple there.
Yeah, and just thought I'd share that with you.
We were having the conversation yesterday, though, on what the hierarchy is. Number one is still Bill Gates, and then two would be Bezos, right? And then is it Carlos Slim, or is that...
I thought it was old Facebook guy.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Look, look, they're all kind of up there, you know. Give or take a billion, they're in the game up there. They're running close, and you're going to see this change quite a bit. It's like tag team matches up there. Here, hit me. I'm going to try for the top of the podium for a little while, see how long I can hang there.
And it's weird because this is just on paper. You know, it's not like they have this money stacked up somewhere, and it's not like they even got more shares of the stocks they're holding. Just the intrinsic value of the shares they were already holding rose and then fell again, and I don't know. It seems like a weird metric.
Oh, I remember back in the early days, I heard this story about Microsoft's number two guy. I think it was Ballmer, the guy that...
Steve Ballmer or Paul Allen was the number two guy a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it was Steve. No, it could have been Paul. But look,
he was the other founder.
When the NASDAQ went all to heck in the late 90s, all that happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And his guy went in there and says, Bill, you know, Bill's at his desk, probably crunching algorithms and trying to topple Apple and all the others that were chasing him. And told him how much he had lost that day. He says, and he just said, Bill looked up and said, oh, okay. And just went back to what he was doing. It's like, whatever. And he probably still that way. Oh, Bezos, he probably thinking, yeah, dude, it's tough at the top. It's your turn. But he didn't stay there long. 504-260-0995 to join the conversation.
All right. So someone's listening to our show, Gregory. Someone listened to our yesterday show. Double Line Capital. Have you ever heard of them before? I don't know them. I've just heard the name. A guy from there, Jeffrey Gunlatt, tells Reuters that his firm bought some five-month put options on the S&P a couple of days ago after the VIX fell to its lowest since December of 1993. That's the date we were looking for. When was the last time it has been this low? December 1993 is the...
Well, he made some money today.
Yeah.
Because it went up.
So in a phone interview, Jeffrey Gunlach from Double Line Capital says, this is like free money. Noting that we lost money the first day we put on the trade, but now we are doing great. Yeah, you are. Hope you're very you're proud of yourself, aren't you? But he says we are in a seasonally weak period for stocks, but more importantly, we think the VIX was really, really low, so the S&P puts are going long volatility.
Why might you think it was really, really low? We know the truth about that.
This is at a 24-year low?
Yeah, it's like lowest ever.
Apparently, it was lower for just a tick in December of, when did I say that earlier, 93? But, man, when you look at the chart, that's almost exactly the same bottom out they had before. Now, Gunlach says, we wish we had done more.
Yeah.
Double Line is a firm that oversees $110 billion in assets. That's what they got under management right now. He also said they still have exposure to gold, and they are predicting gold prices will rise because gold looks cheap compared to markets that have rallied a lot, including Bitcoin, including Amazon, and including all these other these rallies that have happened. Basically, in the last 8 months, it skyrocketed, but really, we've been on a rally with only a couple of pullbacks since, 2009? Or is that too generous?
Been a long run.
Sounds like he was listening to the show, though, because we were talking about the VIX yesterday. Now, the reason why that move looks so smart is the charts today. You want to go ahead and knock out some of the numbers here? Because everything opened up and was just tootling along happily until about 12:30 Eastern time, 11:30 our time. I don't know what sent all three indices lower, but something did. And, boy, the NASDAQ took the biggest hit. This can't all be Amazon-related, can it? Are they seeing Amazon as a bellwether stock that much? What happened at 11:30 that changed everyone's mind? Any theories on that one?
You know, I had looked into it earlier today, and at the moment it actually escapes me. But the NASDAQ was the leader in the negative numbers. Now I'm going to have to think about it for a moment.
Yeah, just to go through it real quick, the Dow actually inched up just a little bit. And I don't mean to undersell this, but it's at a record all-time historic high right now, 21,796. just cruising along to 22,000 there, Gregory. It was up 85 points on the day, but that's just a 0.4% gain. S&P was down, but just a tad. It almost recovered from its losses at noon, and it was down 0.1%. It's at 24.75. The NASDAQ took the biggest bath, 0.63% in the red. It's at 63.82.
I think it was when I looked at it trying to figure it out, because it didn't make sense as like everything turned. But the NASDAQ especially, it's techs. Apple turned down, Amazon, you know, couldn't stay at the top for very long. That's really what sent it off.
All right. Our Russell, the small caps, Russell 2000, that index, it was down 0.6% as well. 1433 is where it's sitting at now. And then you go over and let's look at your 10-year treasuries there, Gregory.
Getting there. We're at 4.297.
What? No, 10-year treasuries.
Did I say 4?
Yeah.
I read it wrong. It's 2.297.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was looking at the price change was 4.32 in the price there. So I do want to grab that chart real quick. Just bear with me a moment. Just want to look at the 5 days. And, yeah, it's kind of – here, I'll show it to you. See? That's past 5 days where you saw the yield move up, then bounce down, and then, boom, today slightly back up. It's kind of all over the place.
All right, so it moved up significantly on Tuesday, moved down significantly yesterday, almost back to where it was, and then moved back up to its previous high from both Tuesday and Wednesday about halfway through today. It did sort of the opposite of what the markets did.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so treasuries. We did that. Mortgage rates, I'm sorry.
I'm handicapped because I just moved it to that giant screen, and I can know because we don't have that screen bright because of.
Yeah, it backlights our streams. But I think that would put it, if you use the Dwayne Stein rule, it should be at 4.05 for 30-year mortgages.
There we go. Move that. Grab. There, I'm back.
With your 4,000 tabs open?
No, that was only 1,000 tabs open. We got 1 minute? Okay, we'll grab the mortgages, then we're going to give you oil and such when we come back. You know, that kind of gold-like stuff. Here we go. 30-year mortgage, 3.96. I'm not really trusting my numbers because Dwayne said they were higher. So I'm going to have to look into that. Maybe Dwayne was wrong. But he's never been wrong. But we're showing 3.96 on 30 years.
All right. Financial situations, not quite sure what to do. Did you just inherit some money? You got a pension buyout offer? You got a 401k that's piling up and you want to know if you're doing the right thing with it? Or are you thinking about buying a big old $200,000 annuity and you know you should get a second opinion? Call Gregory, 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Phenomenon is back. Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest. September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet converge in Las Vegas for two nights. The iHeartRadio Music Festival Capital One Cardholder Presale is on. Cardholders, get access to tickets right now. Tickets on sale to the general public tomorrow at 12 p.m. Go to iHeartRadio.com/Capital One before they sell out.
The Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority presents the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Back to School Family Health Expo. It's Saturday, August 12th at the Dryads YMCA, 10 until 2 o'clock. The day will include school supplies and health screenings. The D&D Youth Organization is a mentoring group that teaches using the discipline of boxing. Come to their fundraiser on August 19th featuring Greg Truchamp Davis. Go to dndyouth.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Most of what I hear when families come in and they're moving from one of the big banks that has a big brokerage firm, and what they feel is they're more like a number there and that they're not getting that personal service or that communication. And that's one of the things that's really important to me is that we provide that communication. We provide that service. But I'll tell you what, we're bigger than the average firm as that goes. And when you talk about who you're working with, the advisor, well, do they have a 12-person support staff? Do they have advisors working for them as well to make sure all of this happens?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. The White House trying to downplay remarks from Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci, where he lit into Chief of Staff Ryan Priebus in an article published in The New Yorker and threatened to fire the entire communications staff over leaks.
We're focused on the agenda moving forward, and sometimes people on the staff get pretty passionate about that. Hopefully they'll reel some of their language in, but again, I'm very focused. I know the president's very focused, and his team is on pushing his agenda forward.
Spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum. The tirade coming after another article about a private White House dinner where the president had with current and former Fox News employees. Authorities in suburban Indianapolis say a police officer has died after being shot while responding to a traffic stop. The officer's name has not yet been released, and it's not yet clear what led to the shooting. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the daily wrap. Hey, I was just kidding when I said, well, maybe Dwayne was wrong. It is his business to know the 30-year mortgage rates. That was just a joke, so don't go telling him. But yeah, I here's where I think it was. It's 30 years probably at 4.06 today. I've checked another, it's 4.09, but Dwayne's arithmetic tells us it would be, you know, the addition, subtraction, it'd be 4.06. It's above 4%, but not much. It's 4.06 is what I think number. When you look, everybody's got their little twist or variation because some fee or something's mixed in with it. But get this. Hey, you want to call in? Join the conversation? Let's talk about your lump sum pension. I want to talk about when you're going to turn on Social Security. I want to know why your guy's trying to flip you into another annuity. Tell me that story and why. I've got red flags for you. 504-260-0995. Get this, James. Crude up again. Like, what's going on?
There's a drawdown in inventories, but we talked about that yesterday. The only new piece of information today.
Saudi was a few days ago. Yeah, we're going to take the lead. We're actually really going to cut back.
Well, I think I have the answer for that one. The only new piece of information today, though, is right now the Trump administration is considering slapping some sanctions on Venezuela because they keep shooting their protesters in the street and all that fun stuff.
He, you know, this, don't get too excited, President Trump. This thing's ending. 90 days. It's over.
Whoa, it's going to get ugly.
Listen,
if this referendum goes Maduro's way, then he becomes a dictator. He rewrites the Constitution and he has dictatorial power.
Okay. And that's going to make all the people happy and go back to work. It just, they know it's getting worse and they're not going to let that happen. So what he's got to have the military fully on his side and controlled to become a dictator. And look, here's the truth. How did he get in office?
I mean, it was an election, but it was with air quotes election.
Yeah, well, Russia has elections, too, and who keeps winning?
Right. Yeah,
okay. China keeps having elections. Who keeps winning?
They don't even bother with elections. They don't.
Oh,
they
well.
Just have a Politburo that tells the people who their leader is going to be.
Okay. Well, you get my point.
I know exactly Venezuela. What you're saying. Venezuela is headed towards civil war, which is going to take some oil off the market.
Oh, yeah, that's just gotten worse. So if they were producing and they weren't producing too much and huge reserves, they should be such a player. But that's socialism. Yeah, so, yeah, that's drawing down. And I guess we got to get crank up those rigs. Let's get them to the gate. They need to head back out. Oil close, I show the last trade, $49.09 per barrel. Black gold.
Should we start shorting it? Out of 48 just sounds so low by historic standards.
Well, this has moved above. It's right now it's $49.10. You know, maybe it ticks a little bit higher. You know, we're still in the summer. This is middle of the summer. Driving season can impact it here. I bet you in the fall you see drawdowns slow or it moves back up. But let's see. I'm glass half full guy, and I don't think it's anything wrong with it hanging in the 50 range. With it said, I don't think it stays there. Maybe we get back to 50 because we're used to, not too long ago, we were talking about it being in the 50s and trading around, and I've made some money with it moving down, and I've made some money with it moving back up because I sold the downside and bought the upside. So, you know, it's working. Gold up a little bit today, closed at $1,266.40 per precious troy ounce. Silver, 16.580. A little negative aftermarket.
Did you see who is exactly flat today? It's our buddies over at Lululemon. Zero.
I've not looked at Lulu lately.
It's on the short sheet up
not
here. 0.00 change from yesterday's close.
Yeah, I know how you like those tight. What is it?
Yoga pants.
Yeah.
Big
well,
fan
you know,
of yoga
they have
pants.
Some men's stuff.
No one wants to see yoga pants on my backside.
Fizz is off its highs. It's at 102.02. It was up about a third of a percent, but still hadn't made it back to those highs. Netflix was off 3.38%.
Well, we had been bragging on AT&T recently. They had another positive day. They're kicking it. Look at them go.
Let me put T into my algorithm, see what pops out.
There you go.
I've got to punch some holes in the paper to get it in there. Just wait just a moment.
If you want to follow along on all these charts and that we're looking at, go to GregoryRicks.com and under the Winning at Live tab, there's a page called The Numbers. It really is just called The Numbers because we are unimaginative from time to time.
Let's see. Ooh, I don't like the way it looks on that chart. However, let's see what it's looking like here.
What do you think? AT&T. Had a good last couple of days.
And that is turning its favor to where this might be something we could buy soon. I'm seeing some things look better.
Well, and I said it looked like Ford was at a bottom. It bounced up today at just 1%, but something else we're keeping our eye on. All these charts are neatly packed, and they've got the cutesy little corporate logos next to them. Go to Winning It Life, or go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning It Life tab. Choose the numbers. Will that wrap up our number segment for today?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, then let's go to the phones. 504-260-0995. This is Teresa in LaPlace. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Hi, Gregory. I had spoken to you before. I had three rental houses, and you suggested that I sell the one that has a mortgage on it. Well, I'm in the process of doing that now. But should I take that money and pay off the house that I'm living in because I'm going to be retiring in 3.5 years?
Retiring in 3.5 years?
Yes.
You came into the office, didn't you?
No, I called you.
Okay. It was a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So the other two properties do not have a mortgage, and your residence has a mortgage, so paying that off, will it completely pay it off, leave you a little bit left?
Not much left.
Okay. We're close. So that improves your overall cash flow.
Right.
Getting rid of the one that has the mortgage. Because when the tenant's not there, you're still paying the mortgage, and your home is now going to be paid for. So you have positive cash flow and no debt. Hey, just from that, it does make sound financial sense.
Okay, but is the rental income from the other property going to affect my retirement, my Social Security?
Why would it? It's passive income. It's not earned income. Are you in entities? What is your age right now? I hate to ask you that.
I'm going to be 63 in August.
Okay. And you have turned on Social Security?
No, I have not. I will not until I hit 66.
Okay. Well, then it's not. Then the answer is no. It's not going to affect your Social Security whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
So you're in great shape there.
Okay, good. So, but I can still keep the house even after I retire I am renting?
Yeah? Yes, okay. Absolutely. Probably won't to in that scenario because it's working for you.
Right, right. Okay, that's good. All right, I appreciate you talking to me.
Hey, thanks for call. Do call us again.
Thanks.
Thank you, Teresa. All right, Gregory. Oh, crap, I was going to start another conversation. I'll start it here. We'll continue it in 3 minutes, though. But I was asked, just sort of a man-on-the-street situation. I got recognized a couple times today. And
famous James, we're going to call you now.
Makes you nervous when you're famous at the dentist. James. They're like, wait, James Parker, like from the radio? And I'm like, well, if you say it like that, no, you're about to drill into my skull.
I'll answer you after we're done.
Yeah, the question is a reverse mortgage. Should I get that if my house is paid off or if I still have payments?
You're giving out financial advice at the dentist now?
Yeah, that was a different recognition. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died, and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. We'll be right back.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Well, I do not account for my two grandchildren, and I've heard that they can negatively impact financial aid applications.
That is accurate. They're going to look for you to spend that money first before they kick in money. That's why I kind of frown upon using 529s, because there's some tax advantages to saving through that. What the problem is, it's going to show up on a financial aid application. So they're going to take that in consideration, where if you're looking to help those children, just simply put up money in a savings account for them. The other way to handle that is to put money into a Roth. There's no early withdrawal penalty for purpose of paying tuition.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
For your wallet's ears, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Have you fallen out?
I do.
You might want to download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, text the show, look at all the links to connect with us. But if you want to call us and join the conversation, why should you? It's live financial talk radio.
It's free.
Yeah, free advice. You have that financial situation, you're like, God, I got to make a phone call. No. Help everybody else out. Call 504-260-0995. You won't get a bill in the mail tomorrow. I won't email you wanting you to help out a prince or something. Maybe James, but y'all get that. 504-260-0995. So you're in a dentist chair. You had your these blocks on each side of your mouth blocked open. He says, you're James Parker? Where do I know? Oh, you're on Winning at Life. That's what he said?
No.
Well, that's what he meant.
Well, now the conversation about the reverse mortgage wasn't at the dentist today. And actually, I was fudging. That was the conversation I had yesterday. The dentist just made me nervous, though. It's just like, hey, I'm about to drill into your skull. What station did you say you were on?
I always get positive. I don't know why you worry. It's very positive. You're on a positive show, dude. You're not in that negative world anymore of ripping politicians. We don't do that here.
Well, we do some. But
well, yeah. freaking GOP can't pass a damn bill to save their life. Okay, enough of that.
No one wants to balance a budget on either side. I hate them both. Okay, so
and then of course the other side just stands there with their ends for no marked and no, we're setting this one out.
All right. Now, this other situation, though, was a friend of a friend. One friend actually knew me, and this other guy was like, oh, you're on. So he kind of figured out who I was, and since I'm on the financial show, I was not so worried about him that he was asking me a financial question. But the question was posed to me like this, and I just thought it'd be interesting to pose it to you. A reverse mortgage, is that for someone whose house is already paid off, or is that for someone who still has payments on their house?
It's for both.
Okay.
Is that how you answered it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said it's for both. Now, listen, if your house is paid off, you may be able to get a check every month. If your house is still being paid for, maybe you can make that payment go away.
That's one of the things it could do.
Yeah, or maybe.
Maybe it could send you a check, too.
It'd be a lot smaller, but yeah, you could slingshot both of those. So, but it's funny, though, because misconceptions about reverse mortgages just pile up, and where people aren't sure if that's for someone who has their house paid off or not, doesn't matter.
Is Tom Selleck not wooing them over?
I'm not sure if the rest of the world spends as much time listening to Fox Business as we do.
Oh. I'm sure he's on other channels with that.
Not like
those
Fox
ghost
Business.
Salesmen are on other channels.
Well, it depends. Is his mustache, is it paid off, or is he still making payments on it? To the phones we go. This is going to be Terrence in Mandeville. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
I have a question. I am 64 years old. I've been with the same company for 27 years now, and I'm looking at retirement here pretty soon. I have a little 401k. We go through, my employer has a set up through Bach Financial, and I'm got like 20% into five different plans on this. And the way the market's been going up, this thing has done tremendously. But my point is, at this stage of my life, like I said, I'm facing retirement in another couple of years. I can't afford to take any kind of real loss on it, and I feel uncomfortable. I think that the bubble's going to burst real soon, and I don't want to wake up one morning and have half of what I had that day before, you know? What would you recommend?
I like Terrence's mindset here.
Absolutely.
He's just saying, what you recommend? Is that it?
Yeah, that's what would you, you know, in my situation, what would be, you know, your general recommendation? I'm fixing to talk to some people, and I'm really concerned about this. I'm just not comfortable leaving it in there right now, and I want to move it somewhere secure. And that's, yeah, what would you recommend?
So, you're not at the job any longer?
No, I'm still employed with them, yes.
Okay, so do they allow in-service role?
The company I work for is a consultant firm, but I'm a salaried engineer.
Okay,
when I reach
and they allow...
Age, when I retire as a salaried engineer, I'll probably still work. You know, I work in the oil field. I work a few hitches a year, okay. You know, as a consultant. But like I said, I'm just real concerned about this little 401k I got and what to do with it. You know, I'm uncomfortable. It's done tremendously the last year and a half. It's, oh, God, it's made money.
Yeah. If you can do an in-service rollover while working there, yes, you can move it elsewhere. And you have even a lot more choices and you have safe choices. If you cannot move it there, one of the things is to dial it back. You do not have to be fully invested. You don't have to have half equities, half bonds. You could choose to have no bonds and just half equities. And if things do come off the rails and you're a show listener, we're going to clue you in on what we see coming and if it plays out that way. You know, I'm not about being fully invested. Most of our strategies are not. My 401k is only 50% invested. Why? Give me some type of dip and
well, you feel
I'll
like Terrence.
Get 75%.
Right. You feel like Terrence. We're kind of overdue for a correction and, you know,
and it's sitting about, yeah, I know. Well, Mark's done it. You know, I'm not always about trying to get every nickel out of every up day, because when you're fully invested, when those bad days, bad weeks come, and they will, maybe next month, might be 3 years from now. But, you know, if you're doing the right things with that 50, 60, 70%, you're making a bunch of money. Don't get too greedy.
Yep. Thank you very much, Terrence. Let's go to Steve in Houma. You are next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Steve?
Thanks, James, Gregory. Greg, y'all mentioned something about, in regard to Social Security, you mentioned about passive money of some type, and that just educated me to the fact I've always thought, like I've called before, about you get money and Social Security is going to, adjust when it's like the windfall thing and all of that. But could you, so to speak, define that passive money that you doesn't affect your Social Security and the list of things that it doesn't affect? Like you said, mortgages.
Well, reverse mortgages income that's not earned income is one of the things. Now, let's just define what I was speaking of there. Net rental income is unearned income unless it is earned income from self-employment, which means someone who is in the business of renting properties.
I'm just waking up to this, but what about the Roths I got? If that makes a bunch of bucks, hey, that's great. But that doesn't go against Social Security in kind of way, shape,
no,
or form?
It's passive income.
No, and it only affects
investment income is a passive income.
And correct me if I'm wrong. It only affects your Social Security if you turn it on early, before full retirement age.
Well, right. Earned income will affect it if you turn it on early.
Right. So we talked about some other passive income streams for when I write that hit song for Katy Perry. The royalties I'm going to get for that for decades out, that's
passive.
It's not that funny.
I'm
a talented guy, Steve. No, that would be passive income, though. So if I turn on my Social Security at 62, there would be no take back from
it. Well, James, just like you're so well put, you know, y'all entertaining, that's for sure. And I'm not going to take the advice of the guys at Jackson Square and also race car drivers. I don't know if I'd accept them, but Gregory, I will. So we take the information as it's given. Look, thank y'all very much once again, learning something. Thank y'all.
Hey, thanks for calling, Steve.
Hey, driving a sports car on a racetrack for fun does not make me a race car driver. So, yeah, that part is passive, but I earn my living on working in the financial world.
Right.
So you can listen to me.
Right. And just like me, writing songs with the redhead doesn't make me a songwriter for Katy Perry either. I don't know. Still listen to Gregory when it comes to these financial issues, please. By the way, our next live event is now less than a month away, August 23rd. This is for men and women. Our last event was women only. We're opening this one back up. So it's time to go ahead and get that on your mind. This is going to be the last one of the summer. And look, what happens after August 23rd? School starts. Really, the big thing is football season starts, and then here comes all the holidays, and you're going to get in the whirlwind of fall, and you're not even going to be able to breathe again until after Mardi Gras. Isn't that how the business world works around here?
Yeah, football starting. I'm seeing training camps open for the pro players, colleges. Be another week or two.
Yeah, I like this part of the season because there's 86 guys on the Saints roster today, Gregory. Some of them are not going to have a good fall. But, hey, if you've been wanting to come in and get involved and find out more about Gregory Ricks & Associates and how we can help you out with your financial situation, this live event's a good way to get started. RSVP, though, you got to reserve your seat. Call the office, 504-832-9200. Or you can go to GregoryRicks.com or download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll do this again tomorrow. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.